They were not merely sailing to New York on the biggest ocean liner in the world. They would be taking part in a voyage of historic significance. Dillman shared the anticipatory delight, though for somewhat different reasons. The compartment he chose already had 5 occupants, and Dillman had difficulty finding a space on the luggage rack for his valise and his hat. When he sat down with a book in his hand, he distributed a nod among his companions, but got no more than 1 non-committal glance in return, convincing him that he was part of a wholly English gathering, and could expect conversation from none of them until they were well on their way. The magic of the Lusitania had no doubt touched their souls, but it had as yet failed to break through their natural reserve. He marvelled again at the strange capacity of the English upper middle classes to suppress any hint of the wild enjoyment they must be feeling. In the 3rd-class carriages, he was sure, passengers were already surrendering to the thrill of the occasion, talking volubly, sharing expectations, and forging new friendships. Among those with 1st-class tickets, pleasure was kept on a much shorter leash. His back to the engine, Dillman was seated at the corridor end of the compartment. When he looked out at the tumult on the